Whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo. Can't believe I finally made it, Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
Yo, minasan, it's Manga Sensei. What's happening? Today we're going to go back and talk a little bit more about the particle de. De is a great particle that talks about location of action, or the time that, or the place that something happens, basically, where the action is performed. But there's also a couple of other different uses for de, and that's what we're going to talk about and elaborate on today. The first way that we use de that's different than we talked about originally is that de can indicate the amount of time, or that something, or when something ends, the amount of time that something takes. Basically, particles can cross time and space like a black hole. You can use them to talk about physical differences or time differences. So, for example, if I say, "Shigoto wa rokuji de owaru." Shigoto wa, my job, shigoto wa, the particle wa, rokuji de owaru. So the de is the point of which it ends. I can use that time place, that area of time, to identify that point there, but it's not physical, it's time bound. It's not spatial, it's temporal. And this is extremely useful because I can tell when something ends, I can tell you how long something took as well. You can't do that with ni. If you have any confusion on this point, make sure to go check out our webpage where we have different pages on both different types of days that we talked about so far and different pages of ni's so you can see every difference that we're exactly talking about. But you're looking mostly at this nuance that de lasts up to a point in time and ni is the time of which it takes place. I'll say that one more time. De lasts up to that point, rokuji de, and rokuji ni is when that takes place. So there's going to be, if I say, rokuji ni aimashou, let's meet at 6, or I can say, rokuji de aimashou. So from that point in time would be ni, and until that point in time, basically, or starting at that time point would be de. There's also another great way of using de, and this de is, how would I explain it? It's the use of something. So the location of action doesn't have to be simply left to a place, for example, location like the library. You can also use it by means of something. Enpitsu de kakimasu. De, I'm using the pencil to write. Therefore, it's the location or the object of the pencil that I'm using. You would not use o in this aspect. Another way that you can do it is by taking de for like a train, for example, or a car. If you're using something or doing something by the means of something else, if I were to ride the car to work, kuruma de shigoto ni ikimasu. Or I can use it in another way. So if I wanted to say location of action or by means of, or even just by the time period that it takes, I can use all of these for de. Now, don't be overly confused by this. Try to categorize it for yourself. If I'm using something, if I'm listening to this podcast on my phone, handphone, keitai de kono podcast wo kikimasu. I'm listening to this podcast on my phone. Keitai is phone, de podcast wo, or that's the thing that's being acted upon, and then ending it with the kiku, the thing that we're acting on. The day of location of action, toshokan de aimashou, and then how long something takes. And the last one would be simply how long something takes, right? Said that twice, sorry. But I could say, boku wa yonenkan de Nihon de sundemashita. I lived in Japan for 4 years. With that, I'll see you tomorrow. Kudasai, nanpa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. Antoni, I stay facts.